on our body and the ability to come and praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling together. There's power when we come together and praise God. Glorify, lift his name up. All men will be drawn to him, and not only that, but we are strengthened and we grow as we help each other testify. One of my favorite scriptures. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they love not their life unto death. To the death. That's how we defeat the enemy. So today we'll start with prayer. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for the opportunity to be in the house of God with the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is already in this place. The enemy of ours, I give you notice. In the name of Jesus, you're not welcome. You must flee in Jesus' name. We will have prayer. We will have praise. We will have chains broken and the strongholds tore down, because the word of God will go forth from this place today. Your praise and your worship. The place you inhabit, Father Jesus. Even those that are sorrowful and mourning, Lord, they can come and be at the feet of Jesus for strength and healing and the will to go on. Father, thank you for the word that you have given this servant today. I pray that you would help me to give it and say it in whatever way that you would have say. My words and my thoughts become yours, Father Jesus. I surrender and submit myself to you. Open the hearts of the hearers, Lord, that we may receive this word, that it may take root and grow and become a living testament of you in their lives, that we become the men and women of God. We are called to be an army of God in this day, in this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Do y'all see my title today? Ooh. Woo. How many of us had that this week? Woo. I'll put both hands up. Woo. God gave me that word 2 weeks ago, and I've been living it ever since. Woo, growing pains. I want to start out by asking you, who in the Bible had growing pains? Just off the top of your head, who experienced adversity? Jesus did, yes. Anybody else? Everybody, that's right. Sister Dawn, I wanted to name though. Who? Jonah. Jonah came about it at his own hands, didn't he, though? And we get it every way, don't we? Yes. Daniel. The three Hebrew children. Job. Adam. Adam got it at his own hands, too. But, you know, it's adversity either way. Let's go to the New Testament. Peter. Paul. John. Matthew. All the disciples, didn't they? Yeah. All of them did. So is growing pains or adversity anything different that we should experience? I would say not, right? Adversity is a condition of suffering and hardship involving anguish, pressure, trials, heartaches, and disappointments. Sometimes it's by our own hands, though, isn't it? But you know what's so great about God? He takes all that. And if we're willing to endure the growing pains, we will have growth. And I was listening to someone minister while we were gone last week. And 2 Peter 3:18 is where I want you to go. Peter, we know who Peter is, right? He's the dude that cut the guy's ear off when they come to get Jesus. He thought he was going to fix it his way. He was the one that denied Jesus 3 times, right? Do we have anything? I have some things in common with Peter. I like to work things out my own way. And sometimes I listen to myself and realize that, hey, maybe I've got a problem here I need to fix. Maybe I'm just not totally with God. God's revealing this area of my life that I need to fix, you know. So 2 Peter 3:18, and I want to just give you some history on the books of Peter. We all know who Peter is. But the first book of Peter was written. Yes, ma'am, it is. You'll find Peter right after James, Hebrew and James, 1 Peter and then 2 Peter. Peter wrote the first book to Christians who were scattered abroad because of persecution. These two books are really great to read, as is everything in the book of the Bible, but he was encouraging them to live and to, you know, despite the adversities in their lives, the persecution, they were experiencing persecution. He was encouraging them to live by the word of God. He was encouraging them to endure without bitterness, without losing hope, through their faith and knowledge of God, of Jesus, and the message of Christ. He wrote the second book right before he died. Peter was martyred, one of the martyrs for Christ. And he had seen where there was false teachers, false religion coming about in the Christian world. And he was writing to them to hold to the truth of God and to the grace that God, that Jesus, we became under the grace of God through Jesus Christ, and to know this information so that you're, it's easy for you to see those that aren't the truth, what's not the truth. But I heard the preacher read this scripture, and of course he read many other things, but this one stuck with me. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That's the way he ended his books, his letters to the Christians. And that's great advice to us today. It has not changed in any form or fashion. We are expected to grow in grace. And you know, that's easy to say. We want you to grow in grace. Because we all look at grace, and grace is a beautiful thing. It's the blessing, it's the favor, it's the kindness of God. It's a gift that Christ died so that we could have freely. But when we're going through stuff, do you see the grace of God? No. Because that's the growing pains. Ain't nobody like growing pains. So I was looking up growing pains, and I don't ever remember experiencing them myself, but my husband did when he was younger. Typically, it's children having what they consider pain in their legs. Usually, it's like muscle tiredness or, you know, whatever, and they used to say it's because the bones are stretching, the muscles are stretching, but they don't believe that anymore. But either way, it happens generally at night. During the darkness, the children would get up and complain of this growing pains in their legs. And I think that's interesting because we grow in the dark, don't we? We do, as Christians. We grow in the darkest times and in the hardest times. We don't grow during the good times, do we? No. It's when we look back and see what God has brought me through. His grace, who covered me and kept me and gave me the strength at my hardest, weakest, darkest times, that is growing in grace. That's why you will find in the churches today very many children of God who grow, because growing comes in pain. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Because I didn't want to go back to the back.
Right.
Because enemies want to be big.
That's right.
And look at me now.
Amen. Pushing forward. Because the enemy does come to kill, still kill and destroy. He comes in that order. He didn't want you to operate in any of the ministries that you had already operated in. He wanted to kill you. And he's very intentional. I'm going to praise God for your testimony, because that is an example of growing in grace, in the adversity, grace. Growing is, in the Greek word, it means to increase, to become greater in size, maturing. It is the key to authentic discipleship. It is non-stop progress or development in the life of faith. Non-stop. That means that you and I are continually doing this every day, every day, every day, every year of our life, every month of our life. It is a continual process. This process won't stop until we meet our Savior, until we leave this place. And the enemy wants you to think that there is something wrong with you when you experience adversity and growing pains. He wants to say there's something wrong with you, but I'm here to tell you and expose the lie of the enemy today. It is normal. Anybody who's trying to become a disciple of Christ, who is truly wanting to be a disciple of Christ, you've got plenty sitting out here that just want to come and do the fluff, shout, praise, go out the door and be the same that they were when they came in. But for those of us who truly becoming disciples, authentic discipleship, it is an activity, is an active, progressive thing. Growing comes in the darkness. 1 Peter 2, and I think it's chapter 2, or verse 2, it says, he encourages us to desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Sincere means the pure, the genuine, not the watered down version that just makes you feel good and go out the door. But when the enemy hits you, you have no power and authority to take over him. You wonder why you've been beaten up. Maybe because you're watering down the word of God and you're not getting that pure milk, that sincere, that milk of the word. And that's another reason why we don't get in the word and read the word. Oh, we'll say it's, I don't have time. You have time to do what you want, right? I make time for that. I make time for the fun stuff. I make time for my family. I make time for church. But do you make time for the word? It's because when we get in the word, we don't like the way it makes us feel. I'm here to tell you today, that's just growing pains. It is expected of you as a child of God. You are growing and maturing with each word that you read, with each experience that you have, with each adversity that you come through. It is a chance to grow. But the enemy doesn't want you to do that. Because with growth comes power. You might figure out who you really are. You might figure out who Jesus died thousands of years ago so that you could be sons and daughter of the Most High, the one that even created our enemy. Not at that time, he wasn't the enemy. But you have a power and authority. I have given you all power and authority. Go and be and do. He don't want you to know who you are. He doesn't want you to experience grace, this favor that we had, that we didn't have to do anything to obtain. He doesn't want you to do that. It is an active pursuit of growing in God's grace. He doesn't want you to grow. He wants you to stay an infantile. It's a lot easier to overpower an infant, isn't it? They can't fend for themselves. Can they? God is wanting you to grow and mature because he wants you to do. You have a plan for you. He has a plan for your life. It was given to you before you even come into this world. I knew you before you were born. Before you were made in your mother's womb, I knew you and I called you. I called you. And so here we are, we have purpose, but he doesn't want you to grow. And a lot of times, we don't like pain either. I don't like pain. I don't like going through. I can tell you that. I'm one of those girls. I just want to go from A to B and be done with it. Cut out all the middleman. I just want the results. I'm just going to be honest with you. This going through part, it's not for the weak. It isn't. It is not. My grandmother said, growing old was not for the weak. And sometimes she would use a different word. I won't say that in church, but it's not for the weak. It is not for the weak. We are to grow and mature in our understanding experience of the grace of God, the grace we have received, and also in the knowledge and experience of God. With each experience, we'll call them, for lack of being mean, but every adversity or trial or tribulation or disappointment or whatever you want to call it, we learn about God. You learn how he really is with you in the storm. He really did come with you in the fire. He didn't leave you in the dryness in the desert. He was always there. Sometimes the way I handled the situation limited what he was able to do. Have you seen that in yourself yet? Woo, make yourself feel real good. Think about that. I'm like, yeah, if I just shut my mouth and started praising God, this would happen a lot quicker. Instead, I cried and whined to God and laid on the altar and act like a two-year-old having a tantrum. And so I was still going through because I could not release it to him to take care of. Jesus even grew, didn't he? He had to grow. And Luke 2 and 52, you hear, and Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature, which means maturity of life. He became adult and in the favor with God and with man. That was the time when he left his parents and stayed in the temple. And they went so many days before they realized he wasn't with them anymore, and they'd go back and find him. But it simply said that he grew and advanced in wisdom and stature. So he endured by suffering as well. Hebrew 5, 7, 8, and 9. I want to read that to you because, you know, that is one of those things we kind of skip over. But it speaks to the man side of Jesus. It says, who in the day of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears, and to him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. Can you imagine Jesus feeling that way? He did. He was human. And was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. He went through growing pains, suffering, trials, tribulations, rejection, even death, horrible death, so that he would be the perfecter, the author of our eternal salvation. Isn't it though? Isn't that so good? He suffered for us. He learned obedience, you know, Philippians 2 and 8, we always read that one. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This growing pains that we experience is living a spiritual, disciplined life. It is the lying down of self, self-will, self-want, self-everything. It's not about you. It's all about God and the grace, the experience that we obtain when we go through. With each experience, I am filled more and more with the grace of God. Do you remember the times when you thought, oh my God, there is no way out of this situation, and God opened that door His grace opened that door, and you walk through it, and you're like, oh my gosh, if he did it this time, why won't he do it the next time? So with each experience, each adversity, each disappointment, or whatever you want to call it, every growing pain, you learn the grace of God abounds so much. I didn't even know it. You know, God's mercy is new every day. His grace is new every day. You don't get more. It's already there. All you need. It's always there. But as you learn to rely on that grace and to depend upon that grace, and you can walk through adversity and growing pains in the right attitude with the right mindsets, you grow. That's why when we have problems, we want to go to someone that has experienced this or gone through adversity, because that didn't kill them, and that's what I want. I want to experience that. Well, Christ did that for us. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace we have been saved through faith, and it is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. I can't work to get grace. I can't do it. It's already there. It was a free gift. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, do you remember Paul had the thorn in his side, the Bible calls it, and he went to God three times and requested that God remove it, and God said, my grace is sufficient for you, and for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Woo! When you start looking at your weakness as God's opportunity to show his strength, oh my God, you take a whole new look on your growing pains then, won't you? Change your attitude. Growing in grace and exposing and accepting our weaknesses and his grace and his strength when we go through. That's what growing in grace is. Like, yeah, Lord, I can't fix this. Woo! Wish I could. I'm going to cry about it. Am I going to have a tantrum? Am I going to get depressed? Am I going to get bitter? And I'm going to turn from God and run from God? I mean, we have all these choices when we go through growing pains. But are we going to walk through and say, my weaknesses will reveal his strength? 1 Peter 5 and 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. That's a promise. By grace. You may be suffering, but by grace, if we walk it out appropriately, if we grow in it, it is there. The reasons for growing pains is comfort and tribulations. We have the right to accept that comfort, and that we should be able to help others. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 9, I won't read them all. But as we were pressed and we were almost to the edge of death, we felt like we were dying, but we learned to trust in God. Romans 5 and 2, verse 3, we learn to glory in tribulations. What was the second thing he said in that verse? And grow in the knowledge of Christ. Knowledge of someone is not just reading a book about them. It's having relationship with them. Proverbs 4 and 7, we like to quote that around here. Wisdom is the principal thing. But when you go for wisdom, always get an understanding. That's my paraphrasing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom, but also get an understanding. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2 and 5, very familiar verse that we quote all the time. We are to learn about Christ. And how do we learn about Christ? We read about Christ, and we have relationship with Christ. How do we have relationship with Christ? We pray. We study his word. We learn how he behaved and how he walked in his life here on earth. And we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in our current life here on earth. We are to learn about Jesus and have relationship with him. This is the only way to have knowledge. Once we study the word, we learn about Jesus, who he is and what he is doing and what he's doing in our lives. We have an understanding that gives you a peace and a joy about your everyday situations, right? God's not upset about what happened. He knew it was going to happen, but he knows he's got what it takes to get you through it, right? If I have that relationship with him, I can walk through this adversity. There have been many times in my life I've said, Lord, I don't understand it. I don't even like it, nor do I want it. But here I am, and you brought me this way, so you must have a plan. I'm going to walk through it with you. I had one lady I went to church with. She was on vacation and broke her leg. And she's riding to the hospital in the ambulance telling her family, well, God must have somebody at the ER that I'm going to witness to. When you see your situations that way, how can you be anything other than joyful and blessed and happy and all the things the Holy... I would have been so upset. It's my vacation, my only time away from the house and work. And here I am going to have to be put in the hospital. I mean, really. And she looks at her family and says, there must be somebody at the ER that needs the word from God that I can witness to. Isn't that awesome? That's some serious growing pains right there. She had some growth that I would like to have. Not that I'm wanting a broken leg, Lord, but if you're hearing. But I mean, really. She had so much experience in her life that she could see with spiritual eyes. We experience growing pains to deepen our faith, our relationship with God, and to grow stronger. Isn't it so great to know that I can have unshakable faith? Yes. That I can have unwavering patience. I'm still working on that. Unwavering courage. Oh my gosh. And have joy and peace in my heart. Regardless of what growing pains have come my way. Amen. Makes me want to know God even more. Makes me want to say, your will, not mine, be done. It's easy to say those words, but when you're walking it out, sometimes you're laying at his feet going, oh God, why me? That's right. That's what he says. But it's for the greater good. Yes. It's for the greater good. Yeah. It's for you. It's for you. So don't be so worried about the growing pains. God's got enough grace and mercy and strength to get you through it. Just go to him and look at it as growth. It's just growth. It's part of your mission. Probably going to be part of your ministry one day. How many of us have walked through that? I've lived through it, as the sister said. I've lived through it. So now I can help others. Get the enemy off of them. Show them God. Father, we praise you and thank you that even in the adversities, in the tough times, in the times that we don't understand it, that you never forsake us nor leave us, and that the growing in the grace and the knowledge of Christ